As we go to the table of the Lord tonight, the communion table, the Eucharist, I want to make it clear to Christians, because the devil the god of this world has attempted to make it confusing and oftentimes those of a tender heart, those whom God has given a new heart, keep themselves from this table because of guilt, because they know they are sinners. I want to let you know something. You can't know you're a sinner unless God makes it apparent to you. But in spite of our condition, God in Christ Jesus gave us these instructions. When we come to this table, we are to remember Him. I remember when we used to do a communion celebration every week at the museum. A small group came in beforehand, and I invited them to join us. And one, apparently the spokesman, said, "Oh, brother, it takes me 2 or 3 weeks to prepare to come to this table." There is an illustration of the confusion about this table. Jesus said, in taking the wine and the bread, the elements of the table, "Do this in remembrance of me." The bread and wine are the elements. Jesus is the substance. And when he instituted and gave this act of faith to us, I want to tell you, each and every one of the participants that night were like you and I, sinners. And furthermore, Jesus knew that more sin was to come, And in spite of that, he still partook with them. And some say, well, he didn't partake with Judas. Yes, he did. Read the scriptures. My brothers and sisters in Christ, guilt is not a prohibition to this table. The I'm sorry. The invitation by Jesus to partake comes with only one qualification, and that is, do this in remembrance of me. Now, this is Christmas time. And though I have to tell you, I never looked at this verse the way we did in the message this morning as a Christmas message. Oh, bring the verse again at this table as we remember Jesus. That is in the second chapter, the 14th verse of Hebrews. It says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, that is Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same. Why did Jesus do this? That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. My hesitation now is not for words, it's that you might and I might dwell on Jesus and what he did when by choice, we had no choice in partaking in flesh and blood. He had a choice. And he made the choice in order that he might destroy him that had the power of death. Now, whatever power Satan still maintains, he uses that power in an attempt to keep us from discerning what Christ has done to keep us from this wonderful act of faith, which is called the communion table. Because at this table is the broken bread . Some make it a host, and that's a whole other story, but it's the broken bread. It's representative of His body, He said, which is given for us. And in Isaiah 53, it says that the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. As we have been teaching through Galatians, we define peace as cessation of againstness. God's not against us any longer, and that's good. When Isaiah is making this declaration, he says the chastisement of our shalom was upon Him. Shalom, meaning wholeness and wellness and even prosperity. There is a man who's dedicated his life into researching what is known as the ancient Hebrew, that which was, used, if you will, even at the time of Isaiah, where the symbols which made up the word defined the meaning of the word. In the Hebrew, shalom is spelt, no vowels, shin, lamed, vav, mem, shalom. I'm not going to try to instruct you in the ancient Hebrew, but in this remembering of Christ at this table, in the ancient Hebrew, the definition of this word shalom was to destroy the authority of the one that binds us to chaos. And the only one who can do that, the only one, not only who can do it, but did do it, is Jesus Christ. What's your chaos? Sickness? Provision? What's your chaos? Not only to destroy him that had the power of death, which is the devil, but to destroy the authority of the devil, which binds us to chaos, Jesus Christ destroyed it. Do we see it all now? No, that's why this table is an act of faith. And our hope is in the promise of God. And as we remember Jesus through the Word of God, we take this bread in faith, remembering what Jesus did, and do declare that with His stripes, we were healed in Jesus. Amen. Qualify as some would put on you. We read earlier today, out of Luke, the 18th chapter, Jesus speaking said in the 14th verse, I'll tell you, this man went down to his house righteousified rather than the other. What did the other do? He suggested he qualified. What did the one that Jesus said went to his house righteousified do? He said, God, be mercy seated unto me. Looking unto Jesus, remembering what he has done. He partook of flesh and blood. That through his death, symbolized in this cup, cup of his blood, which the blood symbolized the life, that through his death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Boy, am I loving repeating that. And what joy it is when we at this table remember Jesus and by faith take this cup as the publican did and said, God, be mercy seated to me, a sinner. And he was, and he is, and he ever shall be. Mercy seated to us sinners. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace, take the cup with me. With those words, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. That is no doubt.